This goes to Dr. Alkiek, A-L-K-I-E-K. Fax 989-466-3643. And Dr. Prouty, P-R-O-U-T-Y, fax 989-875-3732. Regarding Nyla, it's N-I-L-A Nickerson, N-I-C-K-E-R-S-O-N. Date of birth, April 30th of 1947. Dear doctors, this is a consultation for Mrs. Nickerson, who was sent for evaluation of elevated creatinine levels that have actually been present since 2018, but are worse starting in January of 2023. Ms. Nickerson has a long history of severe peripheral vascular disease in the coronary arteries and the carotid arteries in the extremities, for certain, possibly the rest of the arteries. She reports that her edema of the lower extremities is actually very stable on her current Lasix, 40 milligram once daily. She does try to follow a low-salt diet, and she does not drink excessive amounts of fluids. She had an echocardiogram done April 20th of 2023, and that did show ejection fraction about 40%, mildly depressed left ventricular function, mild to moderate tricuspid regurgitation, severe mitral regurgitation, depressed right ventricular systolic function, and moderately elevated pulmonary artery systolic pressure. And this showed an ejection fraction decrease from as compared to the previous echo. She does have an appointment to see Dr. Alkiek this Thursday, and she'll be going over the findings and possible non-surgical treatment for these valves. The patient currently denies headaches or dizziness. She is here with her daughter today for the consult. She denies cough or sputum production, but she is chronically short of breath on exertion, no orthopnea or PND. She does have palpitations occasionally because she has a history of atrial fib and flutter. She has occasional reflux symptoms, none currently, no dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. She has a history of kidney stones, and more than 10 years ago she had an obstructive kidney stone and required basket retrieval of the kidney stone, and she was septic from that kidney stone. She did recover, and she was seen by this practice more than 10 years ago, but old records are not available that far back. But she had some transient elevation of creatinine at that time that seemed to resolve after the kidney stone was removed. She does have chronic pain but denies the use of oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Currently, she has a sore on her right hip sacral area, and she is taking some Bactrim double strength, one twice a day for 10 days. She started it on May 2nd, and she'll be done with it May 12th. She reports that her edema is well controlled currently. Past surgical history, hypertension, coronary artery disease, history of myocardial infarction in 2020, congestive heart failure. She had a CVA in February of 21, and now her daughter drives instead of her. COPD, secondary to long-term smoking, hyperlipidemia, secondary hyperparathyroidism, atrial fibrillation and flutter, edema of the lower extremities, gastroesophageal reflux disease, severe gout that tends to be flaring up very regularly, usually in the ankles, the left knee, or the right elbow. Degenerative joint disease, severe peripheral vascular disease, history of kidney stones with one causing sepsis, and the patient is not aware of the type of stone that it was, anemia, recurrent pancreatitis, osteoarthritis, and fibromyalgia, and she's hard of hearing. Past surgical history, she's had an abdominal aortic aneurysm repair. She's had 5 cardiac ablations for atrial fib, cardiac catheterization with stent placement in 2020, and a permanent pacemaker placed in 2020. Prior to that, she had peripheral vascular disease with a stent placed in her left calf and one in each femoral artery. And she's had a left carotid endarterectomy that at Bay Med a few years ago also. She does need to have the right one done, but she's been reluctant to get that scheduled. She's had bilateral cataract extraction and lens implants, bilateral knee arthroscopies. She had a Watchman device placed, total abdominal hysterectomy, and cholecystectomy. Social history, the patient is married. She lives with her husband. She is retired. She still smokes 1 pack of cigarettes per day and has done this for many, many years. She denies the use of alcohol or illicit drugs. Family history is significant for coronary artery disease, stroke, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, type 2 diabetes, and dementia. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, she's allergic to amitriptyline, statins, Flexeril, and raloxifene. R-A-L-O-X-I-F-E-N-E. Medications, she's on bisoprolol 10 milligram daily, nitroglycerin sublingual 0.4 milligram as needed for chest pain, Lasix 40 milligram daily, Benadryl 25 milligram daily at bedtime, Aldactone 25 milligram daily, Omeprazole 40 milligram daily as needed for reflux, Duoneb 1 per nebulizer every 6 hours as needed. Amlodipine, she is not using that, has not needed to use that. It's 5 milligram for blood as needed daily for blood pressure greater than 150 systolic. Aspirin, 81 milligram daily. Senna, 1 daily. Prednisone, 20 milligram daily as needed for gout flare-ups. And the current Bactrim double strength twice a day through March 12th of this year. Physical exam, height is 63 inches, weight 170 pounds, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 120 over 70, pulse is 73 and irregular. Neck is supple, we do hear a right carotid bruit. Lungs have a prolonged expiratory phase throughout but are otherwise clear. Heart is irregular with a normal rate. It's 72 to 74. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no enlarged liver or spleen, no palpable masses, no pulsatile areas, no ascites. Extremities, there's no edema. They're erythematous, brisk capillary refill bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done March 17th. Of 2023, creatinine was 1.7. Then January 11th of 23, creatinine also 1.7 with estimated GFR 31. 11/29/22, creatinine is 1.2, GFR 40. 11/28 of 22, creatinine 1.5, GFR 34. 11/27/22, creatinine 1.3, GFR 40. And then we have 10/17 of 18, creatinine was 1.2, GFR 44. And labs from 3/17 this year, Your analysis, negative for blood, negative for protein, calcium 8.6, albumin 3.6. Electrolytes are normal. Potassium was 4.6, sodium 139, carbon dioxide 23, phosphorus 4.7. Intact parathyroid hormone is elevated to 87.3. White count is 11.8, hemoglobin 10.6. Normal platelets, and pro-BNP was done 11/26 of 22, and that is elevated at 5,540. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, most likely secondary to severe atherosclerosis and severe vessel disease. We will schedule the patient for kidney ultrasound with post-void bladder scan due to the history of kidney stones to rule out current kidney stones or any obstruction. We also want to schedule a renal artery Doppler scan to rule out renal artery stenosis. We're going to check labs monthly. 2, she has severe gout. We want to check the uric acid level, and then we'll consider starting allopurinol with an overlap of prednisone, 20 milligram daily, while she starts allopurinol to prevent a paroxysmal gout flare-up. But we would start with 100 milligram daily and try to increase the dose to suppress uric acid levels. Smoking cessation was strongly encouraged. And we are going to continue to monitor her renal chemistries, NCBCs, every month. And she'll have a recheck visit with this practice in 2 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.